Good morning. 7:30 a.m. Tuesday, July the 5th, 2016. Yeah, the last two mornings. And I'm really glad that I did it. Yeah, I overslept. By the time I got awake and got moving, it was well past time to go. And it was too hot at the time 9 o'clock rolled around, which is when I was awake and moving. So today, today's a regular work day. Today is a weekday. Today is, God damn it, I gotta write today. Yesterday was tied up with 4th of July and farting around on Minecraft and my evening writing period got chewed up by a family visit to the fireworks venue. I got a couple hundred words, but I claimed yesterday as a fat zero, big red day, no words. There weren't any to count worthwhile. I'll put them in the bank for today, so I got a little bit of a head start on the day. I didn't walk. It's 2 days in a row I didn't walk, because Sunday and Monday both I overslept. I should have overslept today. I'm so tired. I am so tired. I went to bed early. Comparison, I went to bed at 11, but I didn't go to sleep until 12:30. Woke up a couple times in the night. The story is actually coming along. Story, I like the story. I like the way the story's developing. As much as I can, putting it out in dribs and drabs like the way it's going, I need to get 2 or 3 or 5 or 10 good solid work breaks in, good solid writing blocks down. And I could probably finish the story. I could probably get it done. Get it out to betas. Get it back from betas and get it over to Doreen before I send it to Karen for the final edit. So today's Tuesday. I've got therapy today. Usually it's on Monday, but Monday was a holiday. They weren't open, so I'm going today. Hi. So, in 2 weeks, we go to the Book Bar in Denver. I hope I'm going to hear from them today, because I told them I would send books down if it's okay to drop ship. If it's not okay, then it's going to be a pain in the ass. Make a special trip down there in the middle of the week after I get the books, assuming I can get the books in time. Now it's a bit tedious. And then we got to do it again in August for the tatted cover. And then in September for Colorado Gold. Oh, geez, I still have one review to do. I've got a few, speaking of reviews, I got a few reviews in for Pure Reviewed. And I can always use more. So all of you writers out there who are listening, for reasons that are frankly beyond me, but if you've read an indie book that you love, write a review. Put it up. We don't have big traffic yet, but it's growing slowly. It's a good way to get introduced to my audience and perhaps a few others. Good morning, and good morning to you. Very excited, little pooch. When they sit at the stop sign and wait for me, because I never know if they're going to change their mind when I'm halfway across the street, which has happened twice now. And as usual, two cars at that intersection. Good morning. Yes, it's too warm. Tomorrow, maybe. I get my words in so I can go to bed early tonight. So, one of my distractions is Alan Black's next book, his Metal Boxes series called Rusty Hinges is out, and it's quite engaging. It's quite lovely. Yeah, it's book four. If you've read the first three, book four is out. If you haven't read the first three, go back to Metal Boxes. And they're a bit formulaic, they're a bit they're simple stories. I guess that's what appeals to me. They're simple stories. They are Blood in the Scuppers stories. They are space opera in the sense of the word that I mean it, which is human dramas played out against the backdrop of an interstellar civilization. It's a little bit. Main character is a rich kid, friend of the emperor. A typical space opera, typical story. The microphone is under the windshield. It's not making too much noise. Let me just stop here and fix it. Good morning. Sorry for the noise. There. But it's still fun. It's still engaging. I'm still enjoying it. I'm enjoying it probably when I should be writing. Although the truth is that I don't read it when I could be sitting at the computer. I'm not seeking out time when I get a little screen time on my reading device. The big time sink at this point is Tekkit, I've been playing the Minecraft mod Tacket on a server, a shared server world, and it's interesting. It's frustrating. I don't have a lot of the tools that I'm used to using, so I don't have my angel wings. I can't fly. I have to make a jetpack. It's all there is to it. It's the only flight option available, and it's got that irritating aggressive nether thing going on. So for those of you who have not played a modded Minecraft where if you mine the ores in the nether, pigmen start to attack you, and they apparently don't stop after a small problem with oil in the nether. I had a bit of a setback, which only meant I had to rebuild everything from skin out, which is kind of a pain. But, and this will be news to the people who are listening to the podcast and playing on the server. I built a nuclear reactor, a big reactor, in preparation for generating what I need to get a major turbine going. So the reactor's chugging away. I did a chunk loader, tucked that away, so that the main base is always loaded, which means even when nobody's on, the processes are going. So my reactor is burning fuel. It doesn't burn very much. It burns about one ingot every 2 or 3 hours of fuel. So I'm going to need about 120 ingots of waste product to build the turbine that I want. I suspect what I'm going to do is build a turbine that will work. And then, because the turbine is more efficient in terms of using fuel, in terms of generating power per fuel, I'll get more power for the same amount of fuel. And more power means I can put in the end game mining tool, which is the mining laser. I've got all the pieces in place, I just don't have enough power to drive it at the moment. I may go ahead and put it in anyway, just so I have it. And it's collecting, however slowly, one block every one block every 4 minutes or something. But even if it's one block every 5 minutes, that's 12 an hour, 24 hours a day. That's, you know, it's not great. It's about a minute and a half's work with a pickaxe. But it's also going to be ores that we can't get easily. So we'll take them. Contributions gratefully accepted, as they say. So we'll see. We'll have to work this out. I don't know exactly how it's going to go, but one step at a time. After I get my words done today, I gotta get the words done. I really want this to be a 5K day. And the morning's going to be shot, because I'm going to go home. I got to make some breakfast. I got a therapy appointment at 9 o'clock. Then I have to go to the grocery store. Otherwise, We're gonna have chicken for the fourth night in a row. Wow, that's hot, Jesus. Wow. Yeah, 7 o'clock is too late. I'm gonna have to get my little butt moving at 6 o'clock. Ah, bottle rockets. The residue of bottle rockets, the residue of plastic fireworks all over the neighborhood. It was a pretty noisy night last night, which is one of the reasons I didn't get to sleep until midnight. It was still putting them off 12:05. A.M. Holy crap. I'm making the walk north toward the house, back toward the back gate. And I'm walking beside the park where it's wide open and I'm getting the sun full on me. Yikes, it's hot. So yeah, last night was trial by fireworks. I'll be so glad. There will be a year, one day, when it will rain on the 4th of July and they will have to cancel fireworks. They haven't canceled fireworks in 20 years. Eventually, we will get rain on the 4th of July and fireworks will get rained out. And I will be happy because I will not have to go find my way through the crowds. I will not have to find my way out of the crowds without running over anybody who's not paying attention, walking in the street in the dark. I won't have to worry about trying to find a place. Won't have to worry about to park. Won't have to worry about trying to find a place to sit. Won't have to sit on the ground. Whine, 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 bitch, won't complain. Anyway, I'm in the shade of the fence, which means I'm at the back gate, which means I'm at the point where I say, tomorrow is another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.